DC politicians want to enact harmful credit card mandates that could take away your cash back and rewards points. Perks that stretch your budget and make life a little easier. Losing these benefits means less money for your family's everyday essentials like gas and groceries. The perks you rely on could disappear, leaving you with higher costs and fewer options. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Okay, everyone, good morning. Very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session, which is our opportunity to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunity. Now, of course, today is day two, really, in terms of these financial markets finishing their kind of summer recess and getting back to work, so to speak. Now, there's very, very little happening. I suppose the biggest move is pretty much what we were discussing yesterday was in gold, breakout above that 3450. We've now overnight, we've broken above the 3500 level. So we're at new all-time highs around US indices and gold, which is a kind of an interesting dynamic. And there's significant reasons for those trades. Everywhere else, we're kind of in a bit of a sort of a sideways moving pattern. Now, clearly these markets are looking and searching for the next narrative to drive prices, whether we'll get a move in the bond markets, whether it will be in the indices, commodities, the dollar. So we're just at this little phase now. We're sort of getting back to, yesterday was a bank holiday as well in the US and Canada. So trading volumes were much, much lighter, and you can see that play out in the charts. And we're just waiting for the next sort of really good opportunity to come our way. So with that in mind, let's get into this today's trading session. We'll start with our risk warning. As always, just be mindful of the risks involved in trading these financial markets. Good morning, everyone. Welcome. Now, just as a quick introduction then, all profitable traders need to consider, of course, which markets to trade. So trade selection is an important feature. Where do we then enter and exit these markets, and how do we do so somewhat consistently? And then things like trade management, risk management, along with trade psychology, all very important features which formulate every trader's strategy. And we address these considerations every day in a live, practical, dynamic environment. And we're strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital. And of course, we can be patient like now. Now's a good time to sort of be a little bit patient. You know, we can certainly have significant discussions around these markets, what we think is likely to happen. Really, we want to see some volume start to come in. We're in a bit of a sideways moving pattern across most markets. I suppose gold is pretty much the exception for now, with good reason, actually, for gold to rally. So let's start with a review then of potential market moving news. So with this, we bring over Forex Factory. And you can see yesterday, there was a lot of sort of very, very small data points. We've got manufacturing, I suppose, in and around growth. I suppose that's probably the best way to describe it. Struggling manufacturing for the UK economy. Europe, we're sort of around that 50 level, which represents expansion. And it was bank holiday in the US and Canada. So today is the first, you could say, the first full day back from summer recess. And Tuesday, the 2nd of September. So ISM manufacturing today, we've got European inflation in just over 2 hours' time. So you can see we're pretty flat from an inflation perspective. This is really what the ECB would expect and want to see. What they don't want to really see is this number sort of squeeze up to 2.5%, 3%, or it looking like inflation is coming back. It feels and appears to be relatively subdued, growth is really relatively subdued across Europe as well. So so we'll see how these numbers play out, but we're sort of expecting, you know, limited upside as far as inflation is concerned for now. And we're going to hear from Donald Trump later on, due to speak at the White House. Got no idea what the basis of that speech will consist of. So we probably need to brace ourselves. let's see how that plays out. So that's at 7 o'clock this evening. And then just to give you a bit of a heads up, we're going to be tomorrow we start our jobs numbers with JOLT job openings at coming in pretty flat, around sort of 7.4 million jobs available in the US economy. That's on Wednesday. Normally that's on a Tuesday. I think just because of the summer and coming back in the bank holiday on Monday, it's now being released 3 p.m. on Wednesday, JOLT job openings. And then on Thursday, we got back-to-back job numbers with ADP at 1:15 and unemployment claims at 1:30. That's on Thursday. And then there's the big one on Friday, which is non-farm payroll numbers. So how many jobs are added to the U.S. economy? Well, we're certainly on the lower end. And what will be really quite interesting, we've got a new Bureau of Labor Stats head. Trump sacked the previous one. And it's going to be interesting to see, you know, if there is any kind of political interference with these numbers. Not too sure exactly what that might look like, but we've been talking about the disparity, really, and the difficulties we've had with these job numbers for quite some time, and the massive ranges you can get, and the fact that we're very rarely, you know, that correct. And there's a downward momentum, as you can see. So that's quite useful information in its own right. We looked at yesterday some hard data out of the US and made some sort of interesting comments about this data. The US economy is performing, all things considered, relatively well, which is really kind of a net support for equity prices currently. We're not really getting much movement out of the bond markets. The dollar's a little bit on the quiet side. So look, these are the technical charts now. So we're really looking for an opportunity to kind of jump out at us and give us a really good opportunity to kind of focus the mind. So the first instinct really is to just demonstrate that we kind of have a risk on and risk off play. Risk on and risk off market conditions in play, should I say. So the S&P at all-time highs, the NASDAQ at all-time highs, along with many other global industry markets at all-time highs, along with gold at all-time highs. So yesterday we were looking for this to pull back to 34.50. Unfortunately, the breakout in this trade was Sunday night. Prior to our open, we had a two-hour really strong rally. So if anything, that was the potential buying opportunity. And then yesterday we rallied, pretty much moved side, and again overnight a good strong rally. So you can see that the moves in these markets pretty much during the Asia session, again, you know, during quieter market conditions, you're seeing this sort of behavior play out. We would still only sort of look for opportunities at certain prices, and we were able to get above that 3500. So this is all-time highs at 3500, and overnight, this is an hourly time frame. So 6 hours ago, we did get that really volatile, good, strong rally. Got up to 35.08, and then we've just pulled back off those highs. So you can see it's just pretty much a grinding price chart higher, and then we've just got a couple of small periods of, you know, quite considerable volatility during relatively quieter market conditions, as in the Asia session. So that's the behavior. Now, we still like the 34.50. If we still get a pullback into that little range, it'd be an opportunity for us to get into. That's the level of, let's say, significant interest for us. This is pretty much the level that this market had struggled to break above over the last, what are we talking about here? Well, since Trump's tariff policy in April, where we saw a massive rally in gold, we reached these highs and we've struggled to break those highs up until literally just a few hours ago. So we know what our bias is. It's a risk off trade. It's what we have is an interesting market dynamic in the sense that equities are at all time highs and markets like gold, and we've seen a bit of a rally in silver as well. And not ultimately that surprised, especially when you get a bit of a pivot from the Fed and a bit of a significant pivot as well from Jerome Powell during Jackson Hole, where then the Fed are now sort of looking at the data, seeing the job numbers look slightly weaker, and now they're in a bit of a hurry to start cutting rates. So under a dynamic like that, if you're cutting rates because there's a broader concern perhaps about financial markets, then gold might be a decent safe haven, especially if you've got the Fed looking to cut rates pretty aggressively on the surface. That's what it appears to be. So that, along with tariffs, big, beautiful bill, the impact on government debt, relations globally, this just trade war and trade tariff dynamic playing out in real time. Of course, things like precious metals are likely to be a bit of a safe haven at times like this. Now, we're also looking for other safe havens, and they're proving a little bit more challenging. So what do we get from the dollar? Not an awful lot, unfortunately. Just look at the euro dollar, the pound dollar. Let's have a look at the dollar yen. We're looking for this to roll over to the downside, and we're getting actually a bit of dollar strength as things currently stand. So if we've got a genuine risk-off market dynamic, we've got the rally in gold. We'd like to see a bit of weakness in the equity space, a bit of a rally in bond markets, and perhaps a rally in the dollar. So is there any other what we call safe havens? Well, the yen is pretty much out of play for now. In fact, surprisingly, so we've got this carry trade still in full swing. Now, we're waiting patiently for the reversal of these trades, and that really is going to depend on the BOJ. So we're watching the BOJ, not for a buy trade, but for a sell trade. And we've been talking about this trade now for over 2 years, just not really had much opportunity to pull the trigger on the trade. So a really frustrating market dynamic from, you know, born by the BOJ, because they do have these periods where they say, right, well, we're looking to normalize policy, so we're going to be increasing rates. Then the market panics, and then they come out and say, no, we've got no interest in raising rates. So you've got this, you're being pushed around by the BOJ quite a lot. In the meantime, the yen is weakening, continuing to weaken, and there's no end in sight. And in fact, overnight, the weakness in the yen is actually, it's quite significant, surprisingly so. So there's no safe haven there in the yen. Let's have a look at the Swiss franc. No real safe haven in the Swiss franc. So the dollar, are we going back to that sort of risk off dollar strength trade, weakness in the indices and strength in the dollar? Well, this is a market correlation which is not particularly intact at the moment, and that's probably the only real way to put it. So I suppose gold is again the only kind of market that even makes a huge amount of sense, with very little to work with elsewhere. Let's have a look at crude oil. So this is obviously the gap to the upside off the back of the US bombing Iran, taking out its nuclear facilities. We saw a massive collapse in oil prices. Iran have become a very sort of quiet player in this whole dynamic. As a result, oil prices really struggled. We've instead seen OPEC Plus look to increase supply along with the US drill baby drill dynamic playing out, which is increasing supply, which is likely to push these prices lower. But we're on the verge of a little bit of a structural failure trade to the upside. So distinct lack of any significant clarity in these markets. If we look to the bond markets for a little bit of guidance, do we have anything more interesting to work with there? The answer for now is not really. We'll continue to watch this very, very carefully. If you we'll bring up this on screen. Let's just take these off for now. And if we just take these highs, and we might take these lows. There's a narrowing, and you could see that the average price really has not done much since November 2024, and this is really throughout, you know, Donald Trump's very volatile first 6 months in office. And have we seen any major signs from bond markets more broadly? We're seeing a little bit of steepening in the yield curve on the slightly longer term. So we're talking about over the 30-year, the slightly longer term duration. We're seeing that steepening in the curve from the 2-year to the 10-year to the 30-year. So that's getting a little bit steeper, which is a bit of a worry on the long end. So really, I mean, the take home is that there's very little happening in the bond markets right now, but we are watching very, very carefully to see if at some point that changes. If you could see the average price is probably somewhere around 4.3 over the last, what month are we in now? We're in September, so 9, 10, 11 months. So over the last sort of 10, 11 months, we've been around 4.3 and we're currently 4.25. So is there anything to really see here? Not particularly. Let's look at the reasons why we've got a bit more of a steepening curve. We've got the 30-year, you know, extending and moving higher, and you've actually got... So we're in a slightly different position. Let's take this same bit of analysis and we can sort of say that we've got a little bit of a different type of setup, and you can see not going back where you were November, you were up at sort of slightly higher levels, 4.3, you could say. We now have an average price, so we've kind of dropped a level. So we've gone from 4.3 to 3.9 maybe. And we've been in this little range since sort of March time. We've been in this range. And if you just track the lows, you're looking at the 3.6 level as a very significant low. We might even take this low down here. But you break this little area, then that's a very, very interesting move for markets and something we're going to keep a really close eye on. So right now, there's not really a lot to talk about as far as equity, bond yields are concerned. But we do have to monitor and watch, because we could be on the verge of a bit of a breakout for the 2-year with the Fed looking to cut rates. This gives the Fed a bit of room to cut. We're currently at 4.5. We could probably easily have a 75 basis point rate cut, which the market's pretty much pricing in. So we're not quite there yet in terms of being able to act upon it, but we could be there very, very quickly and very, very soon. So what does that mean for us today? It means we've got a sort of a difficult day ahead. We don't really have an awful lot of market fundamentals and narratives moving price really right now. We discussed yesterday the fact that really not an awful lot has happened over the summer month of August, a little bit up, a little bit down, nothing major. The biggest move, of course, is in gold. And that has just been in the last 2, 4, 6 days. Prior to that, it was like every other market, not really doing an awful lot. So precious metals have really seen a bit of a strong rally. Can we make any decision really in the S&P and the NASDAQ? Not really. Don't really have a selling opportunity in US oil. Euro dollar, pound dollar may start to turn, the dollar might start to turn weaker. Right now, it's not really giving us much to work with. So unless we get a bit of a pullback into the 3450 in gold, we don't really have a great opportunity which is jumping out at us. So this is where we can, can we ask ourselves the question, can we be patient? Can we wait for a decent probability trade? Or are we just going to just throw two or three, four trades into the markets? And we're not, what we would be effectively doing is just guessing. So right now there's sort of quite poor probability trades out there, lower probability, medium probability at best. It's a bit of a guess as to whether, you'll get some progress. There's very limited volume. So this is a classic example of, if you're active right now, apart from gold, if you're buying gold, and that's a slightly different position because we were talking a lot about it yesterday. So apart from gold and precious metals and silver, where are you getting a really good signal from? Now, if you are getting a good signal and you've got a couple of trades and maybe there might be a few obscure markets, do let us know. We can discuss them in the European trading session. But just looking at these markets as we currently sit, we've got a sort of a mixed market dynamic, mildly risk on. There's still decent appetite. We're still quite close to all-time highs in the industry markets. Limit volume back from the summer market conditions. And that's pretty much where we're at. So it's still that gold buy trade above the 3450, and elsewhere we want to keep all options open. So whether we start getting some dollar strength, some dollar weakness, whether the indices start to sell off, there's probably going to be a catalyst for those trades, and US oil might start to turn around. So we kind of have an idea in terms of what we would like to do. We're searching for that catalyst, that next catalyst to see. It might be off the back of Jolt Jobs tomorrow. There's sort of limited news out today, which not likely to move the dial. But we do have Donald Trump at 7 o'clock, so no idea what comes out of his mouth later on today. And could that have a big impact on narrative and market dynamics? Absolutely. And this is really where sort of trading has shifted since COVID and post-COVID. It's now we go through these little periods of relative sort of inactivity, and then we see lots of explosive moves for various different reasons. And that's where our technical understanding of consolidation come in really quite handy. And of course, your ability to just assess risk, a risk sentiment becomes a lot more important. So is there a positivity? Is there a positive appetite to risk in the market, or is there not? And at the minute, there's not really. It's just pretty flat, very little volume. So look, we call it as it is. We kind of want to trade better probability opportunities, and nothing has really changed. We'll just put a little bracket, and we kind of are, unfortunately, in that sort of back from the summer sort of market dynamic. We wouldn't be overly surprised if we have a bit of a slow start to September with non-farm payrolls due out on Friday. So that's really where we're at. So if anything, it just tells us maybe we can be a little bit patient right now. Maybe we don't need to be too active. Save your capital for slightly better opportunities where hopefully if we get some moves, we could get 2, 3, 4 trades off, in a matter of minutes. So they're like buses really, aren't they? Nothing comes along for a little while and then you just can get a series of opportunities very, very quick. All right, so that's our trade plan. Just posted that into the chat box. Thank you very much for joining us. Narrative's pretty thin on the ground, I'm afraid. So as a result, no real clarity in terms of risk on, risk off. Whether we get a move higher or lower in the indices will determine probably what happens to the dollar, and nothing really out of bond markets. It's just really the commodities that are probably worth focusing a little bit more on. All right. Listen, I'll let you guys go. Those of you that can join us for the European trading session, we'll be broadcasting live there in about a minute's time. So if you can join us for that, fantastic. We'll see you then. Hopefully that makes a little bit of sense, and we'll just keep our powder dry maybe for now and wait for those slightly better opportunities to come away. Great stuff. On that note, listen, take care yourselves. Speak to you soon. Thanks, everyone, as always. Bye for now.